Hello, this is Peter. Thanks for the loan of your ears. You only really want to take in as much air as you'll need to get the end of your ad-libbed phrase or sentence, or to read what's been written. So, how do you know how much air that is? That's today's topic, excessive oxygenation, on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So, for ad-libs, it usually comes naturally. I mean, how many times do you see someone strain at the end of a sentence in a conversation because they've run out of air, or take a huge gulp before they say something? I mean, almost never. You instinctively have the breath to last the thought. Or maybe we adapt what we say as we say it, depending on how much air we've got left. Either which way, it seems to work. For script work, it's good to pre-read and rehearse what it is that someone else wants you to say, or even what you wrote down to read out loud. What sounds good in someone's head or looks good on a screen may not sound good when it's said. The sentences may be Amazonian in length and convolution as well. Looking specifically at sentence structure, you're not just looking for commas and full stops, periods, you're also looking for phrases and sentence sense can help you work out where to take full or part breaths. Excessive oxygenation on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, fish gulps. As the podcast episodes continue from London, I'm Peter Stewart.